Steve Carell is not Jim Carrey, nor does he try to be. Carrey can take a crappy-looking Los Angeles movie like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and make it work by the sheer force of his physical and facial contortions alone. That's why Carrey makes $20 million for one of his throwaway comedies. You don't need an expensive supporting cast or special effects. He's his own special effect. You barely need a script. You can practically let the cameras roll and take a nap. But Steve Carell's comedy comes from character, and against all odds, in the otherwise disposable comedy Get Smart, he has found one. His Maxwell Smart is not a clumsy boob, or at least not just a clumsy boob. He's smart. He used to be CIA-like Control's top analyst. He's an improviser, and he can handle himself in a fight or on the dance floor. He's not smooth. He's a neophyte with everything to learn, but he desperately wants to succeed at his new job, and we can relate to that. As they go about their various lame-brained adventures, so much of the movie depends on Smart's gentle conquest of his partner, Agent 99, played by Barbara Feldon in the original 60s TV show, here essayed by Anne Hathaway. A previous relationship with a work buddy compromised her identity, and she underwent plastic surgery. She now has a young face, and the doctors must have kept on going because those are definitely the legs of a 25-year-old, and she fills out a dress as if she were poured into it and forgot to say when. Having endured all that, you can imagine Agent 99 isn't looking to hook up again anytime soon. She has even more reason to resist her partner's advances than Vesper Lynd did in the last James Bond movie. Bond wore Vesper down, but come on, he's James Bond. Get Smart's climax takes place at the gleaming Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, one of Frank Gehry's gravity-defying edifices. There's no wrong way to shoot a Gehry building. Any framing will yield gorgeous intersections of planes and angles. Anne Hathaway has a face like a Gehry. And if there's not much fire in those big, dark eyes, she can be a little bit bovine. She can be sexy by going at her own pace. But the building and the beauty are about all there is to look at here. That climax involves the seriously shop-worn device of nuclear warheads. The world will pay billions of dollars, or specter-like chaos will blow it up, blah, blah, blah. No irradiating all the gold in Fort Knox here. And where is chaos's evil base? In the center of a dormant volcano? In a ship whose bow can split and swallow a submarine whole? No, it's in a bakery, in a set barely even dressed. The always clever Bond movies were self-satirizing and hardly needed a spoof, and what oxygen was left has already been consumed by Mike Myers' Austin Powers flicks. Well, character. Steve Carell found one, and Anne Hathaway is at least a game and glamorous foil. But characters need support, and it's clear from every frame of Get Smart that director Peter Siegel, late of three insipid Adam Sandler movies, was on a donut break. Here's another one of his tawdry productions. Is it unfair to ask for action scenes that are thrilling in addition to being just setups for a joke? Are we wrong to expect a feature film, for which we paid at least $8, to look better than a TV show? Well, if you answered yes, Get Smart will skate by. But The 40-Year-Old Virgin, a movie that earned the hard work of its talented star, this is not. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.